Good for you, man. That's great. All right, let's give people a chance to win a pair of tickets. Brandon doesn't need to win a pair of tickets. He'll be there. But you may not, as of right now, be there for the Eagles in Washington on Sunday. But you can be by listening to our show this week, Tuesday, that's today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at this time when we give you a name. Know the four names that are said, and you can win the tickets.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
This is for the Eagles in Washington. Let's crank up a name.
And the name is...
Wilbert Montgomery. Now, I'm going to give you a hint here without giving away specifics. All four names you hear this week will be players that shined in an Eagles NFC Championship victory. Seltzer, I'm giving people a guidepost.
I think I could guess a name or two.
A guidepost. But it might not necessarily always be the best player in the game because I don't want to make it too easy and obvious. So, but Wilbert for 80, the dude... So know the name Wilbert Montgomery, Friday at 8 o'clock, and make sure you listen tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock. And with the four names, you can, of course, win the tickets to the Eagles and Washington. By the way, independent of winning tickets or currently having tickets, do we know the price of these tickets? What are we looking at here? I mean...
Well, the tickets that we're giving away are...
No, I know that.
Several.
James, online. See if you can look that up, James.
They
I'm curious.
They go on sale today.
Yeah, they do. They go on sale today at 10 o'clock. Limited number of tickets, obviously.
Four per family.
I mean, I got to imagine we might be looking at like a 2,000 type deal this week. I mean, it depends obviously where you're seated, but this is going to be a pricey ticket this week.
As of right now, the cheapest I see, it looks like 600. So that'll probably go up when they go on sale, is my guess.
And that's way up, I assume, if it's
the
cheapest.
Yeah, very, very high up.
I mean, if you're talking about a great seat, it wouldn't shock me if it's... couple $1,000, so try to win them on our program here this week. Let me put it that way.
It's going
to
be the most expensive, like now, as soon as they go up. That's when they're the most.
Well, yeah, they might get more expensive after 10 o'clock passes, and the people that don't get them through the lottery system and
the resale, and then
away we go. All right, let's go to it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today. From the Tasty Cake Studio, Brandon Graham with us in studio. Let's talk to Eric in Mount Laurel. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Eric.
Great. So, BG, just a quick thing. Met you last year at your daughter's gymnastics competition. You took a picture with me. You were great, super gracious, amazing guy. I think you're going to play a huge role this week in getting the D-line and your teammates ready because Jalen Carter, they're going to scheme to double him. To triple him, however they can take him out of the game if they can, and to let your other guys know their role is going to be super important to get home to Jaden Daniels to make him uncomfortable to get things going. That's going to be a huge part of this week's game, I think.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we stay doing what we've been doing. I mean, but that's what we all been doing. We all been just being together, making sure that we carry out the game plan. Everybody know they're going at JC, but as you know, it's other guys out there that got to step it up, and they have.
Yeah, it's really amazing what Jalen Carter's been doing. All right, Eric, give me a great scene in the snow.
This one I loved. It's an older movie, but Fargo, when that blood was going through the snow and on that wood chipper.
That's another one I thought of at the top
that's
and didn't
a huge
say.
Scene.
It's a great answer.
All right, Eric, good answer right there, bud.
Gross, but good.
Speaking of great scene. Speaking of answers, Brandon, I don't want to put you on a spot of two people you're friends with, but I'm just curious. Is Jalen Carter better than a young Fletcher Cox? Because in all due respect to Fletcher, Jalen to me looks better than a young Fletcher Cox. Is that fair? I mean, is that...
I just say it's
something you want to tackle.
Two different body types, two different moves. The way Jalen Carter does it, I mean, he's just, he just got his move. I mean, he's sticking with it. He's out there. I just say they're different. I mean,
but tremendous power, also, right?
Yeah, he a rhino for real. Because you got two guys getting pushed back, and I know they over there saying, "Dang, he play every play like this." So I'm just amazed at that part. He played every play, and he's out there just going. And you gotta account for him because he coming every play. And
sure.
That's just a credit to his shape, credit to Coach Hunt, because Hurt, he is somebody that I really feel like is getting them going to, getting them focused, because I know Jalen's starting to see the light of, man, where he could go. And so I think he's going for it right now.
Unbelievable how good he's been. It really is. Let's talk to Ed calling from Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Good morning, BG.
Morning, Ed.
You're not related to one Mason Graham from Michigan, are you? Same number, same last name? I'm kidding.
No, but, it's funny though, because we on different sides of he in Cali, and I'm in Philly, East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player. But anyway, I think probably the best thing for the best way to kind of combat Jaden Daniels is to keep him off the field.
How about what Jaws said? His ribs. Go after his ribs.
Or not so much that, but just to keep him on the sideline and turn
the heck out of him. Yeah.
Stay with the run games. And, you know, and I don't want to say ugly, but I guess as ugly as I've never seen such a aesthetically displeasing 70% completion percentage with no turnovers.
Well, it's because he doesn't throw it as many, and he holds the ball and eats it at times, and that doesn't change the completion percentage or the quarterback passer rating, but is an ineffective play. Look, Ed, one of the things that is a concern for this game, and I'm pretty confident in the Eagles' chances to win it, but the run game will be, I believe, compromised by Jalen's knee issue. And, you know, I think that the other team will make Jalen pull it and run it before they don't crash down on Saquon. I just think it's common sense. I mean, crash on Saquon and force Jalen to prove that he can effectively run. And, you know, if Jalen's not keeping it then and running, then we're going to know the knee is, like, definitely a problem.
Well, you can also keep it and throw.
You can keep it and throw. But you're limiting, you're reducing the offense.
And the leg is it's his plant leg, which, you know, if you're going to try to, you know, really.
Well, it depends which direction he goes, I guess.
But it's still your plant.
He typically goes to the left, right, John? Am I remember? Well, sometimes.
Talking about
last game he went to the right.
The pocket.
Well,
a lot of times you'd think they would want him to roll right after the play fake. It's more comfortable for a quarterback on play action to roll
right-handed
while throwing.
Yeah,
if he's righty.
I just feel like there are more keepers through the years to the left. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm
wrong. Yeah, it does mess up a defense, I guess, tendency-wise, if you run a keeper to the left, because it's not as easy for a quarterback to do that.
All right, Ed, give me a great scene in the snow in honor of the Eagles' glorious victory the other day.
How about the snowball fight in Elf where Will Ferrell is peppering kids?
Already said.
Maybe the wrong kind of snow, but say hello to my little friend. From
Great.
Very
well
creative.
Done, dude. That was funny.
Nothing like cocaine. Good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. That's a pretty good answer right there. All right. So
that's a pretty good drop, too.
James, you're pulling that one.
Of course.
Yeah. Didn't I say years ago I love cocaine?
Yeah, you've got a couple cocaine lines over the years.
Nothing like cocaine.
Another one right there. We can totally misuse that.
Yeah, I got all this.
Wow.
Thing.
Oh, my God.
How could you do that to yourself? I'm thankful, though.
Well, what are you going to do? All right. So, Brandon, good luck to you, man. I mean, you know, the town's behind you. We're all psyched and excited and pretty confident. You know, pretty confident.
I just look at it like, man, it's crazy how we go, you know, going for the first round bye, and then, you know, now everything had got to go through Philly.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty special, man, but we got to make sure we put our stamp on it by going out and get the win and then going out and, you know, that's where we at. Go take it all.
Finish it.
Mm-hmm. Finish the season. All. Two more, baby.
How many, Brandon, you have one child or two?
I have two. 85.
So, okay, your 8-year-old's a daughter, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is she enjoying this more now that she's older and can understand it more?
Yes.
Is this vibing with her more?
Both of them, because it's just like the players that they get to see and meet. And I know my baby boy, you know, Saquon, being able to, Jalen, and it's just like, it's cool. It's really cool to see them and the excitement when they see certain people.
Oh, that's so
great, man.
Yeah.
Is your daughter a baller? Like when she, I guess our caller was talking about being at gymnastics.
Gymnast.
Is she a baller gymnast?
Hey man, she doing her thing. I'm loving the dedication already. And
wow.
Even on days where She's like, can I go to, you know, open gym? And I'm like, oh, okay. I say, you like to work.
She's doing extra.
They're already doing 5 days already. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Holy cow.
And gymnastics is a, if you don't love it.
Well, that's no joke.
But I was one, in well, gymnastics.
I'm taking my daughter tonight. Tuesday nights we do gymnastics.
Yep. Three hours.
Wow,
that's hardcore.
Per night.
Wow, dude, that is wild.
Wow.
And I'll just put this out there for John Ritchie's sake. That's longer than you guys practice in training camp, but you know.
Yeah.
But what's working is working.
Looked like it worked pretty well.
Hey, Brandon, good luck Sunday, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right, there he is. BG.